This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
Welcome to Coaching the Life Coach. I'm your host, Jason McClain, and your guide in the 21st century marketplace. Today on the show, we're talking about leadership, and our guest is Allie Berlin of One Life LLC.
Concept of what change is. Well, I really see change as just I'm becoming more of who I am. So what happens is an authentic life is able to be lived now. So, you know, every aspect of their lives are transformed. My company is called One Life for that reason, which is because every single part of our lives is touched when something inside transforms. My philosophy is that a company is a byproduct of the individuals. It's not that the individuals are a byproduct of the company, which is the traditional belief in our world. You know, vulnerability gets a terrible, terrible reputation, especially in our culture.
That's right.
We're not supposed to be vulnerable. We're supposed to appear strong and protected and like we have it all together. And I totally say, let that go.
Welcome, Allie. I'm glad to have you.
Thanks, Jason. I'm so glad to be here.
Allie's known for her infectious energy, her being fiercely loving, and also her ability to teach new leadership, expanded leadership skills. I'm really excited about this show. I think our listeners are going to gain a lot from it. And we're going to be talking about three different subjects today. The first one will be love, actually, and then power and responsibility to create anything you want. And researching successful people, as well as a relationship to God as a powerful distinction for your own success. So, Allie, first, I just want to ask you a few questions about love. I mean, love and leadership, that's a pretty interesting idea. What do you mean by love?
What I mean by love is an energy. Love is not something that we find outside of ourselves. And often in our culture, we're taught that love is something we find when we have a romantic partner, or a certain friendship, or something that we can't have on our own. And how I see it is that love is a space inside of us that we can create and in order to share with the world. And from that place, I teach people to create a relationship with themselves, which is the foundation for leadership. When one learns to lead themselves, you know, that's the only place that we can go from in order to lead other people.
And then, Allie, why should people care about love? I mean, you know, I know it seems like an odd question, but really in terms of the context of leadership, why should people care? Why is it important?
Well, it's important for success. And of course, success starts with ourselves. So when we have a successful relationship with ourselves, which is there's peace, there's calmness, there's determination, there's focus, there's dreams, we're really able to access the world and access other people, and most of all, what we're here on earth to do in a huge way. It really expands the possibility for success. And I mean, as we're talking about leadership, it expands the idea of leadership. So again, it's a little bit of how I'm speaking about it is a turn from the way our culture presents what love is.
So I'm curious, could you say more about that? How does our culture, how does it teach people what love is, and how are we trained, culturally trained, with love that's different than what you're suggesting?
Well, we're trained that if I want love, then I should fall in love with you, and then I'll have love. And if I want love, then I should achieve something or create something, and then I'll have love. It's mostly focused on romantic love. And what I'm saying is that there's a place where we just can be the energy of love, also known as open-heartedness, connection. And that connection is mostly with just who we essentially are at the core as a human being.
Yeah, so one of the things that I've noticed in often couples come to me, and they're not in a relationship. They're in a habit, or they're in an expectation, or they're in an addiction, frankly. It's not a organic, open-hearted love because they don't have that relationship to their self first, like you talked about before. So what are some practices or some steps that people can take to really blossom the kind of love that you're talking about, Allie?
Well, the first thing that I do with people when I start the coaching process is I work with them on getting to know who they think they are. Not who they are, because who are we anyway? You know, who we are is an idea of ourselves. It's not necessarily a specific identity, right? So a great place to start is looking at what your thoughts are about yourself. And from there, you know, of course, people's dreams come out, what they want and how they're living, how their relationships are going. But it all comes back to what your programming is about who you think you are.
So how specifically do you get people to catalog that? What kind of exercises do you take them through so that they can get a profound relationship to who they think they are before you lead them into who they truly are and deconstruct that, I'm assuming?
Yeah, well, one of the things that I like to do is get feedback from those close to them in their lives and get some real honest, in the moment, experience. And so, you know, for instance, if I were to ask you, you know, about certain things you notice about me, great or not so great, I'd really invite you in. And what the effect of that is that it shakes up my idea of my identity. So you tell me, oh, Allie, I experience you in this way, and I experience you in this way, which may be a little bit hard for me to hear, maybe really great for me to hear. Maybe things that I knew about myself but didn't realize anybody else knew. I kind of thought there were my secrets about my greatness, or my secrets about where I feel really insecure. So that really begins the process of outing oneself, so that it's no longer a secret that I have to protect who I am with you. So now I know that you know who I am, and I'm getting a sense of who I am. And of course, it's all just thoughts in the process, but we're bringing them to the awareness. We're bringing them out for both of us to share.
Great. And is there a particular format that you follow? Is there a questionnaire you do? Are there interviews that you do with people or have them do with others? Could you say more about the actual process?
Sure. So I actually do all of that. I, you know, develop a set of questions for people, and some, you know, sometimes there's extensive writing that they'll do. There's extensive conversations that we'll have based on certain formats. There's often a lot of assignments, let's say, to go out into the world, you know, and transform how you've been, or take risks, or, as I said earlier, ask certain questions. You know, tell on yourself, which is, I know this about me, and I want you to know this about me, so we can be closer.
That's great. And so then, Allie, once people build a greater relationship with themselves and then open themselves in that way and then get feedback on who they're being and as you said, out themselves, which is great, what does that make possible in their life? What does it open up or allow for?
It's amazing what it opens up and allows for, actually. So how I see it is that we're like computers. So say I want to achieve a certain dream. But I've been running a program inside, and the program is my thoughts. So if my thoughts and my dream aren't congruent, just like if you wanted to run a program on your, if you wanted to do an action on your computer, but you didn't have the right program running to support that, you'd have to change the program or install a new one. So what this process allows for is for us to recognize what it is that we want to accomplish or achieve or dream or how we want to interact, the kind of life that we want to live. So then what I do with clients is we change the program. So we really look at what is running inside their heart, inside their mind, the thought pattern, how their thoughts are creating the reality. And we alter that in order to make space for really what the dreams are that they want.
And how does that impact their relationships, their career, their sex life, their finances, all of those things?
Well, it's pretty phenomenal, actually. What happens is that we have a concept of what change is. Well, I really see change as just I'm becoming more of who I am. So what happens is an authentic life is able to be lived now. So people are more accessible to those that they love. They're more accessible to those they work with. They're more accessible to themselves, you know, most importantly, so that their greater purpose can be lived in the world. So, you know, every aspect of their lives are transformed. My company is called One Life for that reason, which is because every single part of our lives is touched when something inside transforms.
Well, thank you, Allie. That sounds pretty powerful. And we're going to take a short break to support our sponsors. This is Jason McClain, your guide in the 21st century marketplace. And I'm with Allie Berlin of One Life LLC, and we'll be right back.
This program is proudly sponsored by Meet the Dreamer, Alisa's Four Cornerstones to Living Your Dreams. The new book by Alisa Kreitman. Create the life you want at meetthedreamer.com.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Jason McClain, here with Allie Berlin of One Life LLC. And before the break, we were talking about love and taking an inventory on who you think you are versus who you really are. And now we're going to talk about power and responsibility to create what you want and the discovery of the best use of your life. What do you mean by that, Allie?
Well, what I mean by that, and this applies to personal relationships, to corporations, you know, to executive leadership, the process of getting clear on who you are really gives so much access to joy and what we love about life, which is, you know, for me, one of the reasons why I love being alive. So what I love to do with people is to, you know, hone in on what are they here for and what creates the most joy, love, pleasure, connection for them. You know, if they want to be of service to the world, well, what is that? So we discern that in the process in order to create a life for them that is in alignment with their highest dreams and purpose in order to serve the world and themselves.
Now I know you do work with executives a lot. Can you ground that in that context?
Sure. You know, I see a totally new opportunity right now for the world, which is why I do the work that I do. We have more connection than ever, you know, because of the internet, because of technology and everything like that. So I really like to take that connection to the next level, which is the human level, and come into, you know, when I train boards or when I come into different companies, we really take the taboo out of love in business and invite people to be who they truly are. And what that can look like is supporting someone to do the job that they love, not just the job that they think they should do. When everyone starts to do the job they love, everyone starts doing the job that they love, which in turn creates so much more success for them personally, so much more success for the company because people are joyful and using their time productively because it comes from their passion, rather than doing something that they think they have to do for whatever reason, because someone told them that, because they didn't realize they had a choice, or something else along those lines that would be out of the space of power and responsibility. So really what I do is come in and introduce people to their access to their own power and to take responsibility for the choices they're making.
Great, fantastic. And then how do you do that? What practices or exercises or talks or presentations, what do you do that specifically? You talked about training boards. I assume you mean board of directors. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
And so then how do you do that?
Again, it's funny because it's so simple. But really what I do is get people in touch with who they are and get to know themselves again. Because as I said a few minutes ago, you know, we're more connected than ever. Technology is advancing so much and so fast. People are getting really disconnected, though, from themselves. So the more people get to know who they are, rediscover who they are, then, as I said before, the more access they have to transform their own being, you know, with the coaching process as well, in order to transform the workplace, transform the success of the company. My philosophy is that a company is a byproduct of the individuals. It's not that the individuals are a byproduct of the company, which is the traditional belief in our world.
So, Allie, what results have you seen when you work with boards and you work with executives in terms of really flipping the way that they're viewing the company, viewing the relationship, and opening up all those taboos? What results have you seen in companies and with executives in their personal lives, etc.?
Yeah, the results have been tremendous. I mean, I, for one, can attest to it myself, of course, right? I take on the work. I am the work. So, you know, my life has absolutely become even more than I ever imagined. And I dream pretty big. But my own personal life has just become so extraordinary in terms of how close I feel with people, how much love I feel every day, the amount of gratitude I allow for.
And what do your clients report in terms of the results it creates in their lives and for their bottom line in their business?
Well, their success, I'll first respond about their personal lives. It's been really amazing. And I mean, just so beautiful to watch, actually. The amazing transformation that people feel when they go back into the same situation, let's say a marriage or a partnership or friendship, family relationships that they've had for obviously for years and years, they feel so different. You know, they feel so much more access to love, to connection, to vulnerability, which is such a key, you know, to having an intimate relationship. And they've really seen things transform.
Let me stop you and ask, can you say more about that? Because you vulnerable, love, connection, those all sound like great things, but they might also sound like really scary things for people. So why are those things important? Or another way to ask is, for what purpose?
Great, sure. It's funny you say that because, you know, vulnerability gets a terrible, terrible reputation, especially in our culture.
That's right.
We're not supposed to be vulnerable. We're supposed to appear strong and protected and like we have it all together. And I totally say, let that go. Because the results I've seen, as I said, in my personal life, and especially with my clients, the more they're able to be vulnerable, which is just being their authentic self, softening their heart, letting someone else see into their heart, feel into their heart, they have just experienced, you know, like marriages that were on the brink of ending, completely come back, you know, with a vengeance, you know, for love and passion and transformation. You know, people's relationships with their children, with their parents, with friends, as I said, by being vulnerable, by revealing the true self, they've given other people access to who they are, as well as learning, oh, you know, if I reveal emotions or a truth about myself that I didn't think was safe earlier, I'm not going to be okay. And they've really ridden it through to the other side to realize how much stronger they feel and how much more solid as a human being they feel now that they've let people know who they are.
And to tie that back into power and responsibility, how does that assist them in being responsible for and creating their lives?
Well, the way to be responsible for your life and the way to be powerful in your life is to have an authentic life, because that's where true power really comes in, is when one's living from that place. So it's a pretty simple formula and it's a pretty big task. I don't suggest to people who aren't committed to having an authentic life that they try this on. It wouldn't work. It wouldn't be for you. But the people who want an authentic life, they realize the power and responsibility they have every single day for every thought they have, for their interactions. You know, they let go of being a victim. They let go of blaming circumstances. They realize that they're in charge.
Well, blame and responsibility can't coexist. At least that's what I tell my clients.
I tell mine the same thing. I actually don't even know when the last time I used the word blame was. Because it just doesn't work. It doesn't exist. I don't think it exists. It can exist as a thought, but it's not real. It's not real.
Yeah. In fact, well, so for me, blame is a loss of power, but there's a short term, like they think they have, you know, power over somebody or something or a situation. But the true power comes from taking responsibility every moment of every day for everything that you've just said, your thoughts, your results, your habit patterns. Great. Thanks, Allie. Is there anything else you'd like to say about that?
I did just want to say one more thing because I didn't finish the part about, you know, business and how it's really transformed business. It's made it so much easier for people. You know, I love working with people who have been really successful and it's been really hard, you know, and they come to me and they say, I want to do it again. I'm doing it again, but I want it to be easy. I want it to be more fun. I want to be more connected with people. I want to be more connected with my family. You know, I don't want to sell my soul just to have another success in business.
Right, right.
So that's really where the power and responsibility comes in there, is taking responsibility for the fact that they can have anything they want. And we start with them.
Thanks, Allie. We're here with Allie Berlin talking about leadership, and we just got done talking about power and responsibility in that context. And we're going to take a short break to support our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Listen to Living Dialogues, thought leaders in transforming ourselves and our global community with Duncan Campbell, visionary conversationalist, bringing you the best in new paradigm thinking on personallifemedia.com.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Jason McClain, and we're speaking with Ali Berlin of One Life LLC. And before the break, we were talking about power and responsibility in the context of leadership. And Ali, now I'd like to ask you what you attribute your success, because I know you're wildly successful. What do you contribute your success to as a coach and consultant?
Well, the first thing is my commitment to my own personal evolution. And, you know, it's my life path. It's something intuitively I always knew was what I'm on earth to do. But some of the ways that I've applied that in my life, are, you know, surrounding myself with really incredible people who are totally honest with me. I'm open, I would say pretty much at the time, to really seeing who I am, and whether it's from my own intuition, if it's feedback from others, paying attention to signs around me, you know, and part of that also is my relationship with God. And, you know, I have so much trust in my path, and I have so much trust in how things happen, because I know that I think, believe, act according to my highest values in my life.
When you say, so a couple things, when you say evolving yourself, what do you mean? And when you say God, what do you mean?
Sure. When I say evolving myself, it's not about I need to change myself, I need to get better, I need to do this, I need to be this. It's about who am I? And it's about breaking down my ideas of who I am. It's about getting to know who I am, how I love, what I feel, what's right for me, you know, cultivating more trust with myself. And it ties right into the idea of God, because my religion is love. And so the more love or the more God I can find in myself in the form of trust and faith and right action, that's how I'm able to live a life of a deeper sense of evolution.
That's great. Because I do personal evolution with people, I like to think of it as unfolding greater depths, which, you know, the kingdom of God is within, right?
I love that. I love unfolding greater depths. That's really beautiful.
Why is evolving yourself and your relationship to God so important to you in your business? I mean, for those coaches listening out there, why is that so important?
Well, it's really important because we're changing beings, let's say. So it's not like we're a bowl of plastic that is pretty much going to be the same for its life as a bowl made of plastic. We're beings, we feel, we think, the world around us changes. And, you know, for me, in order to be most engaged with my clients, with the world around me, keeping my commitment to seeing who I am every day is really what has me feel most alive and what has me be able to contribute most to the people around me as well. It's also, for me, a place of integrity and to really be the work.
Thank you, Ali. We're almost out of time, but I just want to ask you one more question before we get into what services you provide and things of that nature. Actually, before we get into the final question, where are you geographically?
My office is in San Francisco in Presidio Heights.
And what services do you offer, and how can people reach you?
Well, the services I offer are various forms of coaching. And, you know, one of the things I do is leadership training, going into offices and training a board or training a staff. And I do personal executive coaching, and I also do a limited number of relationship and personal coaching clients.
And how can people reach you?
My information is on my website, and it's onelifesf.com, onelifesf.com, Ali at onelifesf.com.
So as in One Life San Francisco, SF?
That's right, yeah.
And then just the final question is, if people were to walk away with one thing you would recommend that they do for their own success, what would that one thing be, that one really critical distinction or approach? What would that be?
Well, one of the things that I found extremely useful for me in my life and in my profession was to research successful people and to be around successful people. So as I said earlier, success can mean many different things. People can be ultra successful at business, ultra wealthy, ultra successful at love and relationship. And for me, I surrounded myself and researched people of all of those variations in order to gather really incredible information on success and in advancing life and career. And just one more thing on that note, in terms of the one thing or the 1.5 thing to do, is to love, is to find the place as deep as you can inside of yourself and to open up the love for you to feel every single day, and to trust your intuition and to trust where you're guided and act accordingly.
Thank you, Alan. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. It was so much fun to be with you.
Join us next week on Coaching the Life Coach, Strategies to Grow Your Transformational Practice. I'm your host, Jason McClain, your guide in the 21st century marketplace. And you can reach me at Jason, that's J-A-S-O-N, at personallifemedia.com. And there's two L's in personallifemedia.com. For text and transcripts of this show and other shows on the Personal Life Media Network, please visit our website at personallifemedia.com.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.